This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about a slightly different topic that indirectly does impact feed, and that is optimizing dairy cattle fertility. Really a neat webinar recently was presented by actually three people. Dr. John Cole from the Council of Dairy Breeding at Beltsville looked at what are the definitions of fertility we can look at that we can genetically select for. One is daughter preg rate, and that means that if we get a 1% increase in preg rate, which is good, that means four fewer days at open. And that, of course, means cows get bred back earlier as far as that goes. Heritability of that is modestly low at 0.04. Two more factors were conception rate. You can look at heifer conception rate and cow conception rate. This is what percent of those animals that are inseminated become pregnant. The heritability for heifers is 0.01, quite low. Cows, 0.02. The last factor was sire conception rate. And this is a phenotypic measurement. In other words, we measure it not genetically in these animals, but it does have a heritability value of 0.027. The good news is that if you select on one of them, then the other ones tend to increase with that. And when we look at the net merit system, which is the current one used by a lot of farmers in the United States, about 5% of the 100% is related to daughter pregnancy rate. And the other three get a value of 1%, weighted quite lowly. Then we had a researcher from the University of Wisconsin, Francisco Pengarartico, did a quick overview on genomics, another wonderful tool. He reported that 6.8 million Holstein cows were in the database in 2023. The confidence, the reliability to predict the genetic value of these animals, 0.65 to 0.8. If we use parent average, which would be pedigree values, that drops down to 0 to 0.35. So certainly we make tremendous gains here, especially with some of these lower heritabilities and reproduction if we have large databases to work with. Genomics allows us to predict animals early in life, so you can make a determine if you're going to raise the replacement heifers or if you're going to sell that heifer rather than raise it all the way out. The last portion was presented by Emily Middleton. She is a field specialist at Central Star, which is part of the Select Sire system here in the United States. And, of course, she said genomics, tremendous technology, the ability then to use sex semen and beef on dairy, using those three tools can really make a difference. The reason why the genomics is so important is because it allows us for greater selection accuracy. We really know where our best animals are going to be, and then selection intensity, so we can pick those factors that are going to be the most progress on the dairy farm. She said there's lots of choices out there. Over 5,000 Holstein cows are in the sire directory here in the United States. And, of course, she's calling the term right-sizing the heifer inventory. In other words, just having enough inventory to replace the cull rates on the dairy farm. So, for example, if I have a 30% cull rate with a 100-cow dairy, it means I need to have about 30 replacement heifers on that farm every year to replace those that are going to be culled for various reasons. She then adds 5 to 15% extra heifers in case there are some significant problems and losses in terms of calves or heifers, fertility in the heifers, and, of course, if culling rates would go up primarily because of disease problems on the farm. As far as her recommendation is, she uses cows and heifers, those that are selected as genetically superior, to services with sex semen, and then go to beef or conventional. And the older cows, one shot of sex semen, and then service with beef or conventional. So the take-home messages are that you can select for improvement in fertility. Number two, a long-term commitment. You will not see this overnight. And thirdly, you have to determine what is your heifer rearing capacity and needs on the farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins is Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Two new developments this week on the avian influenza front. First, USDA has just confirmed a case of H5N1 bird flu virus in a pig on a small farm in Oregon. It is the first time the virus has shown up in swine, at least in the U.S. The farm is being quarantined, so no food safety problem there. To prevent the spread of the virus, which has shown up across the country in several animal species, including dairy cows. On that front, USDA has just announced plans to start testing raw bulk milk supplies across the country for the H5N1 virus. This, they say, will help to better track the spread of the disease. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.